All right, John, 30% of Americans own a gun.
One of them.
Okay, and so you know that that is your Second Amendment right. But is knowing how to shoot a gun part of your essential duties as an American citizen?
The line ready on the right. The line ready on the left. All ready on the firing line.
That's patriotic Americans.
Stop it.
Shooting.
That is sound from the Appleseed Project. They're trying to teach every American, or that's their goal at least, how to fire a bullet through a man-sized target up to 500 yards away. Can you do that?
Probably not.
Although so far.
I'm pretty good with the groundhogs.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a moving target. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So far, or they move kind of slow. So far, Appleseed has taught 25,000 people, and they expect to train 7,000 more by the year's end. We're going to be talking to the project's founder, Jack Daly, who's going to join us from his home in North Carolina. We'll also be talking to Mattathias Schwartz. He's a writer for the New York Times Magazine. And if you picked up the magazine this weekend, you saw his piece on the Appleseed Project. Jack Daly, I would like to start with you. You run this military-style rifle training at pretty low cost. It's $70 for 2 days. And I, for instance, could get in free because women, minors, and military personnel get free training. Why do you believe it's so important that every American knows how to shoot a gun?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're right, it is inexpensive. We believe every American should... Well, I don't know if we believe every American should own a gun, but if you have a rifle, we think you should be able to know how to shoot it accurately.
Well, let me make sure that I have this clear. I'm not saying that you think every American should own a gun, but do you believe that knowing how to shoot is a key part of being an American?
Yes, it's part of an American tradition, the tradition of the American rifleman. And it started way back on April 19, 1775. And if you look into the historic events of that day, you quickly come to the conclusion that one reason the day turned out so well for the Americans was the fact that they were very skilled with their muskets.
Now,
more skilled than the British Army was.
Now, the times, of course, have changed, and we don't have the muskets anymore. Do you consider individuals who are ready to shoot a human-sized target at 500 yards to be more patriotic in some way than people who don't have that skill?
Well, maybe not more patriotic in the way you're saying, but certainly they're participating more in the American tradition. And the object is not necessarily focused on the man-sized target. That's simply a measure of what has been the traditional rifleman's quarter mile. In other words, the rifleman was supposed to be able to hit any target within a quarter mile. And traditionally, that was defined in terms of, of a man-sized target, because that's what marksmanship has been used for in this country in a very important dimension since the country was founded. I mean, people use rifles for hunting, but they also use them, to defend their homes, their families, their communities.
But, Jack, you know, people also use rifles for different sorts of purposes. We have, for instance, violent militia groups. We have the Hutterite, 9 of whose members were indicted in March for conspiracy to murder. And I believe that you even trained one of those accused in 2005. How do you know that you're not doing more harm than good?
Well, first of all, I don't think that's true that we trained any of them. I don't personally know every person who comes to an Appleseed, but I think you're referring to the part in Matt's article where a former instructor in the program says that he had some contact with the guy, but I don't think he claims that this guy ever came
to an Appleseed. Jack, let's just go to my question then. How do you know that by offering this training and how do you know you're not doing more harm than good? Because there are people who are coming there with some pretty strong views about what that marksmanship is for.
I'm sure there are. And there's something you have to understand about this program. It's not simply about rifle marksmanship. It's about putting things into the historical perspective, which is why we tell people the story of April 19th, 1775. It's the story that... that you don't hear in school. And it's a historically accurate account of what took place on that day. And it's a story that that resonates with most Americans who've never heard it before.
Matt, I want to make sure, excuse me, Matt Schwartz, I want to make sure that we fold you into this conversation. Talk about your impressions.
Oh, let's see. Well, I went to many different Appleseeds across the country. I guess the one was kind of the first one was down in North Carolina, and then I went to others in California and Iowa and Pennsylvania also. But it, one thing that's interesting, Appleseed attracts a really broad spectrum of folks. They kind of draw from, you know, almost every segment of what you might call the American gun culture. So, yeah, there are some people with some more, like, belligerent views and who, you know, who might be angry at the government. And then there are, like, you know, everyday average folks and students. And, the you know, I'd say most of the folks are probably more white right-wing. That's just what I observed. But then, you know, then there are folks from the left, too. So it's pretty diverse and hard to, you know, there are definitely demographic trends in terms of who comes out. But some people are there, you know, just to shoot and want to learn how to shoot in 2 days.
Well, it raises an interesting issue. I mean, Jack Daly, founder of Appleseed, has an interesting point that we want to explore further. If the government does take over and come after everyone in the U.S., the battle cry of the American citizenry shouldn't be, honey, how do I work this damn thing? Because that, I think, is what they're trying to address at Appleseed. Jack Daly is the founder of Appleseed, on the line from his home in North Carolina. Mattathias Schwartz is a writer for The New York Times who profiled the organization in The New York Times Magazine over the weekend. Mattathias Schwartz, what do you think of this idea that they're trying to address at Appleseed, that if there is a need to use a weapon for some sort of civic, you know, response to whatever we're talking about here, and that's enshrined in the Constitution, honey, I don't know how to use this thing, is probably not an appropriate response in keeping with American tradition. Do you buy that?
Well, I got the sense sometimes that there were sort of two messages and two themes running through Appleseed for two different constituencies, and that was sort of the more potentially anti-government one, if you want to call it that. I probably don't buy it because if, you know, it ever came down to the people versus the government, the people, I'm not sure they'd have much of a chance with just rifles. The problem for me arises when you're talking about, you know, participating in the democratic system, but then you're potentially talking about if you don't get what you want, then resorting to violence in some hypothetical state. When you're talking about both those things at once, it strikes me as coercive and undemocratic. And I think when you're talking about voting, as Appleseed does, and when you're talking about writing letters to congressmen, it's important to keep the possibility of using rifles for, you know, military, paramilitary behavior out of that conversation.
Jack Daly, tell me, do you feel like you are addressing two different populations in your training courses?
We are, but what we're doing is by awakening every American to the heritage of April 1775, we point out that back then, there's an important historical lesson. Back then, they only had two choices when they had to deal with a what they viewed as a tyrannical government. The two choices were to fight or to submit. And one of the historical lessons that comes out of the Revolutionary War is that what our forefathers did for us is give us a third option. We no longer have to fight or submit. We have representative government. And Appleseed as a program is trying to reach as many Americans as possible to encourage them to, as Matt says, to participate. And in the process, it's kind of an odd side effect of the program is that we find that people who come to the program with strong anti-government views because they think they've been forced into the fight or submit choice, by hearing the story and the historical lessons that come out of the Revolutionary War, they come to understand that there is a third choice, that there is hope that we can, if you don't like the way things are going in this country, that you can change them. And that's why the program is growing so fast. And the program is designed to grow fast because the more Americans we reach with that message, the better off we're all going to be as a country.
All right, Jack Daly, I want to thank you. He is the founder of the Appleseed Project. He joined us from North Carolina. Also was talking to Matt Schwartz, a writer for the New York Times Magazine, who wrote about the Appleseed Project this weekend in the magazine.